a researcher says moral panic is behind the linking of violent video games to real violence. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In a new scholarly journal article, Texas A&M psychology professor Christopher Ferguson argues there is no significant relationship between violent video games and school shootings like those at Virginia Tech and Columbine High School. Ferguson, who's consistently criticized many studies on games, says a sense of moral panic rather than good science is driving many people to conclude that violent games lead to violent acts.
It's part of a long string of moral panics about media in general. I mean, everything from movies and radio, jazz music, rock and roll music, comic books, finally television and now video games have all been kind of sources of these moral panics. And what tends to happen is when a new media source or a new media form comes out, people, again, typically sort of society's elders who don't use that media, become very suspicious of it and start to accuse it of, leading to all kinds of moral turpitude among primarily the youth.
So in your journal article, you do a survey of a lot of the literature. You're sort of looking for a connection between violent video games and school shootings and don't find any there. Do you reject all research which shows any negative effects of children playing violent video games?
Well, I think that might be putting it a little bit strongly, but basically the concern that sort of led to this particular article was that when school shootings like the Virginia Tech school shooting back in 2007 occur, it's not uncommon to see what I would call talking heads show up on Fox News or similar kinds of news programs and claim that the shooter must have played violent video games and therefore the violent video games must have led the shooter to become a a violent criminal or in this case a mass murderer. And my question was really, does the evidence support that? And I really looked at several sources of data. One was sort of the research that's been done by academics like myself on video game violence. And generally, the sort of summation of that is very little evidence in support of this belief that school shooters were, created due to exposure to video games or any other form of media violence. In other words, the hyperbole or, the hysteria that comes out about, video games like Grand Theft Auto and such is not well supported by the actual data.
Why do you focus so narrowly on whether there's a link between violent video games and school shootings? I think reasoned video game critics have a more nuanced view than that. They're concerned about an overall desensitization to violence that video games might engender. And I think they'll readily admit that someone doesn't just, play a violent video game and then go shoot someone as a result.
My observation is that they'll say that when they're pinned down, but actually if you read a number of the actual scholarly reports, even by some of the leading authors in this field, they will start off their reports, or at least at some point mention their reports, school shootings, and they'll either directly state or will allude to the idea that their research reports are generalizable to events such as school shootings. So I think what you kind of end up with, and certainly there are some scientists who don't make those connections, but there have been, a number of scholars, unfortunately, that have made what I would consider to be irresponsible links.
Dr. Ferguson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Christopher Ferguson is an assistant professor of psychology at Texas A&M. His article appears in the Journal of Investigative Psychology and Offender Profiling. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.